Stop shrinking away from me like some violet. I'm not going to eat you. I've already told you that, haven't I? I'm not going to hurt you either. I'm not... crazy? Oh my goodness. Didn't I just put you in a binding spell? And you still don't believe me. Look around you, darling. You hear the sound of washing dishes, don't you? The sound of a sweeping broom. Now look at my hands. Am I doing anything? So how exactly are those things moving on their own, hmm? There it is, that dawning realization. Yes, magic, darling. In any case, I've had a little irritating hex put upon me, and you are just the person to help me with it. Well, it's a particular kind of hex that can only be solved by, well, fulfilling the thoughts that it brings up. Well, when I wake up in the morning, I dream of riding a cock. All day long, I daydream about having a cock in my mouth, coming down my throat. About a man writhing in ecstasy underneath me, or me underneath him. All day long, I throb and ache and need. I can hardly focus on anything else. So, until I get what I need, I'm just gonna be obsessed with it. Do you have any idea what kind of inconvenience it is walking around all day soaking wet and needy? So, can you see how you might be just the person to help me out with my little problem? Will I let you go? Of course, you're free to go now. I'm not that kind of witch, darling. I won't force you. I won't use anything on you. I just need a little help, and I was hoping that I could convince you. You know, since you're here and everything. Give me a little relief. Have you ever been in a witch's bed before? Well, you are now. So how would you like to stay for a while? I see the way that your eyes burn when you look at me. I see how much you want me. So why not give in to it, help us both? What do you say? Stranger in my bed. Will you help us both? Look at that. You kissed me. Touch me then.